Talking today with Steve Meyer here at the 2016 National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual meeting. Steve, let's talk a little bit about where we are on these protein markets, pork and beef. Seems like we suddenly realized here in the latter part of summer we got a lot of product out there.
I guess it was suddenly for some people, but it's been brewing for a long time. In the case of the hog business, of course, coming off of record profits in 2014 and finally very affordable corn and soybean meal and a cost structure that's conducive to growth and extremely strong balance sheets and profits. And so we started growing hog numbers pretty substantially last year, and it's mainly on the back of productivity. I mean, the sow herd's up, but the sow herd's up only 1% according to USDA. And so certainly big numbers, and we've thought these numbers were coming for some time and not a surprise to us. On the cattle side, of course, you know, we finally kind of had the reckoning in the cattle market last year when we had all those long-fed cattle that had to move. But we've had good moisture conditions and good grass conditions for a couple of years, and especially this year that has really been good for starting to rebuild that cow herd. And last year, though, pulling those heifers out drove markets extremely high, and we've slowed that process down, and now we've got the calves coming out of that larger cow herd, and we still have excellent grass conditions, so we're putting a lot of weight on these cattle before they come into the feedlots. We're just going to have a supply situation on our hands for some time to come here in both species.
Do you think we've stabilized a little bit on these markets after all this volatility of the last 60 days or so?
Yeah, I think for sure I think the beef side has stabilized pretty well. I mean, it looks like this dollar a pound is kind of holding as a support level for fat cattle, and you've got calves and yearlings that have pulled down with them, so that if you're a feedlot operator, you can actually buy a calf that you got a chance of making some money on right now. I mean, that hadn't been the case the last couple of years. So I think that's a more sustainable model long term. Now, it's not as good for the cow-calf guy. A lot of your listeners are seeing their calf prices way lower than they were, but it was unreasonable to think they were going to stay there for very long anyway. On the hog side, we're not stable yet because we're right up against a packing capacity constraint that we're going to be against for a while. We think, you know, maybe the worst is over, but we have really a situation right now where the price is kind of indeterminate. Packers have kind of held it in this upper 40, around 50 buck range, and I think that's going to continue because producers have been very aggressive in their marketings. We're really current, I think, on marketing hogs. So I think there'd be a little more stability, but it's going to be stability at a very, very low level.
You mentioned the capacity issue. I know that's something that you've talked about for a while. Where are we really on having enough capacity to match up with those numbers?
We're right against it. I mean, we've warned about this for some time. We'd have been here in 2013 had it not been for the drought of 2012 that drove feed costs up. We'd have been here in 14 had it not been for PEDV. Last year, we got to capacity for a couple of weeks, right around Christmas. Prices way down, right at $50. Well, this year, we're there. We've been there 2.5 million twice. We would have been right at that number a couple more weeks, except for the disruptions of Hurricane Matthew. We're through those now, but I still think we're going to run right at 2.5 million ahead in full weeks for the rest of the year. The only time we'll be short of that is on holidays.
I guess what they're in the pipeline, there is some more capacity coming. It's just it's not there yet.
Yeah, the cavalry's coming. It ain't going to get here in time. Yeah, that's kind of my adage on that. We do have one small plant in Missouri that opened this fall that is killing some hogs, but it's only 2,500 head a day, and it's not going to be full by the time this fall is over, I don't think. The other plant we had hoped to be up and running this fall in Windham, Minnesota, 4,000 head per day, is not going to be up until February probably at the earliest. And then the two big plants that are under construction, Sioux City, Iowa, Coldwater, Michigan, they will be up and running next summer, but certainly not in time to help us with this crunch.
As far as on the demand flip side of things and you know, consumers' willingness to go ahead and pay these lower prices, obviously, where are we really in being able to adequately move this product?
Domestic demand is still pretty strong. I mean, we're down from last year, total year to date about 4%. But we're comparing to extraordinarily strong numbers in late 2014, 2015 on real per capita expenditures. I mean, off the chart numbers. So the denominator effect on this is working against the year-over-year comparisons this year. So even though we're down from last year, and beef has taken more of a hit than the others, but it's the higher-priced one, and so that's not a real surprise. It's still a pretty strong consumer demand. I don't think demand is a problem at all at this point. And what's going to happen is we're going to get into 17 and start comparing to 16 numbers and probably have positive year-over-year comparisons because we won't have that huge denominator like we're working with 15. So all the indications we're getting is domestic demand is pretty good. People are willing to pay for this product. And, of course, they'll pay lower prices as supplies go up, but that's still strong demand. I mean, if they'll still there's a negative relationship there. It depends on how much they move in opposite directions. But all that I can gather right now, still pretty strong demand. We'll see kind of how things develop as we come out of this presidential election and going forward. You know, I always say that demand, if it can survive a presidential election, of everybody telling everyone how bad things are, then we ought to be okay. But we'll see what consumer attitudes do going forward. But it's not been bad at all.
Now, the exports?
Well, exports have been not quite as good a story. On the beef side, exports are up pretty dramatically, and imports are down tremendously. And so that's certainly helping per capita beef consumption here in the U.S. But on the pork side, we're still up for the year, up about 2%. That's kind of been growing a little on a year-over-year basis. Not anything like what the futures market anticipated back in April and May when China was in the market big. And the futures market gave those really high $90 summer prices, $75 December futures. That wasn't very long ago. So we had some great pricing opportunities on it. We think exports are going to grow, but we think it's going to be pretty modest. I mean, we have a lot of competition around the world. The strong dollar helps that competition in most of our markets. So I think we're going to see some growth, but we don't have a lot of growth for next year.
Down the road. In other words, get beyond even just next year. Where does that crystal ball tell us we're out, 18 and 19?
Well, I think you're going to see recovery for sure on the hog side. I mean, it's cyclical, and we'll probably get some cutbacks in 17 because there's going to be some folks who lose pretty good amount of money. And when we get a few cutbacks, that'll push numbers higher. Population grows by a short 1% each year, and so that's got to be fed. On the beef side, it's a longer time period. I mean, you've just got one calf crop out of this expanded cow herd, and you don't have the full, there's still heifers out there that haven't calved yet, and the calf crop in 17 is going to be bigger than the calf crop this year. So, you're going to have these cattle prices, in this dollar range for some time to come. I don't see us having enough beef to push this thing down into the 80s or something like that anytime, but we're not going back to $1.40 fat cattle either. So anybody that thinks that ain't going to happen unless we get a 2011 drought again next year, and then 3 years from now we might be back to $1.40. You got to remember that we had a disaster on our hands in 2011 that really was a driver in this. And as much as people like $1.40 fat cattle, they don't like having to cull those cows either because they don't have enough grass.
Our guys lived through that.
Absolutely, and it was not any fun, and we know that it was difficult. So we need to keep that in mind.